Transfer window ends on Thursday. Are you looking to bring any more players in?
Yeah, we're working pretty hard on that, and yet it's, I think when it gets to this stage, it becomes like a domino effect, really. Teams above us in the chain are waiting to bring players in, which will release the players that we're asking about to potentially come out. We've had a bid or two in for some players over the last week. We've been looking to spend some money, but they've been knocked back. It's it's just where you go next with that. So as I've always said about choice one, you can't get choice one. They're not selling. Choice two, can you get choice two? Well, they want too much money. Choice three, and you know, how far down your list of targets do you go? There's a frustration when you make a monetary bid for a footballer and it gets knocked back and it's they're refusing to sell. That's okay. I think it's happened the other way for us, of course, when you say no. Generally, I respect the opposition. It's not as if we're sitting here with, you know, tens of millions to go and spend where you can keep making offer after offer after offer. When they say no, not for sale, generally after one or two bids, no means no. And so we move on and we, as you say, move on to target two or target three. So them conversations are going on. Some conversations with managers about loaning some young players are going on. Again, that comes down to if they can get the players in that they want, they'll let the young players out on loan. So I would hope that we'll get some players in the next week. We're working hard on it, but some of that depends on other clubs.
I spoke to a lot of managers this week.
Good.
None of the managers seem to be sort of happy about the window. So sharing your frustrations about it, really.
Yeah, listen, it looks to me as if football is in a wind of change, really. I think the media world are so dominant in football now. 24 hours a day, continually running sports news, giving managers, giving supporters, giving everybody a platform to get their opinions out these days, as opposed to, 20 years ago, you were lucky to get a little two-minute slot on the end of a Saturday morning football focus or end of match. No, exactly. So, but now you've got a million platforms to get your opinions across, and I think football's in a wind of change, whereas the people who make the decisions have to listen to the people involved in the game. It appears to me it's only a matter of time now before the transfer window is officially closed, before the first ball of the season's kicked. Obviously, the problems around that are that they talk is that it's a global game now. They're talking about it might be a disadvantage for our Champions League teams, of course, to close window and still have a Barcelona or Paris Saint-Germain coming and nicking some of their better stars after the window, unless it becomes universal, closed before a ball's kicked. It would help managers, I think. I think there's a business that have to get done earlier. The season would finish and the managers would continue trying to build their squad. They'd know who's leaving, who's out of contract, and they had then 2.5 months to put their squad together, and everybody would know by kick-off time, beginning of August, the window was shut. And we wouldn't have this. It's almost sometimes as if the first 3 or 4 games don't really matter because we're still trying to sign a £100 million footballer. It's that's the big news, not that so-and-so lost again on Saturday. It would be nice when the football started for the football to be the most important thing, and at this moment it doesn't seem to be the case.
Going back to transfers,
yeah.
Which areas are you looking to bring these players into?
I think all areas at the moment. I think it wouldn't be wrong to say that, we know that. So the evidence of Wednesday night, really, there was no changes in the defensive area, basically because we didn't have any defenders to replace anybody with, really. With Ryan injured, with Darren Lenihan injured, with Scott Wharton injured, there was no opportunities to change any defensive players. And so defensively, we would look to add a player or two. I'd like to say every manager wants to create competition in every position if we can. And so if the right player comes along that we think can improve our group or actually improve our starting 11, then we will try and do that. And as I said earlier on, we are waiting for other clubs really to come up with a yes on some of either the offers or the discussions we've had about loans.
Do you see any of the first team moving out before Thursday?
There's a potential of that. I've been talking to one club particularly about a player, and there's a potential, but everything has to fall into line. It has to suit us. It has to suit the player. And we'll wait and see. As I said, it's ultimately when the window shuts tight, it's the loan market's not available anymore. You have to try and have it right. And well, what I would say is I prefer generally to keep quite a tight knit players, but try and keep them off the treatment table if we can. The 23s have started pretty well this season as well, and so some of them, if they have to be given an opportunity, it's down to them to try and grab it. And so, you know, I'm pretty relaxed about it. We would like to add a few more players, but I don't sit here other than just trying to do the work. If it happens, it'll happen. If it doesn't happen, we'll get on with it.